Hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
This award is for the great Muhammad Ali, for Bill Russell, for Jim Brown, for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because I'm not standing up here if you four gentlemen sit at that table in the 1960s, and it wasn't about you guys. The most four dominant athletes at that time didn't care what happened to them. They sacrificed everything that could have happened to them, could have been stripped of everything that they've accomplished to that point. Can't play football no more, can't play basketball no more, can't fight no more. But their calling and their reasoning for doing what they had to do was for a night like tonight. In 2016 in Brooklyn, New York, we all can sit up here as African Americans, as white Americans, as Mexicans, as people from the Dominican Republic. Big Papi, I see you. Francisco, I see you. Puerto Rico. That we all can sit in one room and just say, wow, this is an unbelievable night in not only sports, but in life. So as I stand up here as the recipient of the 2016 Sportsman of the Year, this isn't about me. This is much bigger than me. And I just want to say thank you to everyone that showed up tonight.
That's LeBron James, the recipient of Sports Illustrated Magazine's 2016 Sports Person of the Year Award. The 31-year-old James was honored during a star-studded ceremony inside Barclays Center Arena in Brooklyn, New York. The arena is home for the National Basketball Association's Brooklyn Nets Club, but on this night, Cleveland Cavaliers superstar LeBron James took center stage. In June, LeBron led the Cavaliers to their first NBA title. He was named Most Valuable Player of the NBA Finals as the Cavaliers beat the Golden State Warriors 4-3.
I came back for a reason. I came back to bring a championship to our city. I knew what I was capable of doing. I knew what I learned in the last couple of years that I was gone. And when I came back, I knew I had the right ingredients and the right blueprint to help this franchise get back to a place that we've never been. And right now, it's just excitement. You know, it's not even relief. It's just excitement for us as a team, as a franchise, as a city, as a community, to be able to continue to build up our city, continue to be an inspiration to our city. It means everything, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
LeBron James is also happy to win his second Sports Illustrated Magazine Sports Person of the Year Award. LeBron won his first in 2012, when he also won his second Olympic gold medal in London with the USA's men's basketball team. Overall, LeBron is also a three-time NBA champion. He won back-to-back league titles with the Miami Heat in 2012 and 2013. On Tuesday night, LeBron tallied 23 points, 6 rebounds, and 8 assists as the defending champion Cavaliers easily beat the visiting Memphis Grizzlies 103-86. It was the fifth consecutive victory for Cleveland, which improved its record to 18 wins and 5 losses. Kevin Love scored a game-high 29 points for the Cavaliers, who will play the Grizzlies again later Wednesday night in the southern U.S. city of Memphis, Tennessee. On Tuesday night, Memphis rested Marc Gasol, their Spanish center, who, along with LeBron, was just named the NBA's Eastern and Western Conference Players of the Week. For games played December 5th through December 11th, Marc Gasol averaged about 27 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists each game. And yes, for our VOA basketball fans tuning in this evening, Mark Gasol is the brother of San Antonio Spurs center Pau Gasol. The Gasol brothers. Muy bien, as they might say in Espanol. In Tuesday night's other NBA results, the Portland Trail Blazers topped the visiting Oklahoma City Thunder 114-95. The Golden State Warriors scored a 113-109 road victory over the New Orleans Pelicans. The Orlando Magic clipped the wings of the host Atlanta Hawks 131-120. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout out for Orlando's power forward Serge Ibaka, the pride of Brazzaville, Republic of the Congo. Ibaka scored a game-high 29 points for the Magic, who acquired the rugged Congolese player in the offseason in a trade with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And in two more NBA results, the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the host Chicago Bulls 99-94, and the Phoenix Suns scored a 113-111 overtime victory over the visiting New York Knicks. Meanwhile, getting back to that Sports Illustrated awards ceremony in Brooklyn, New York, American Michael Phelps was named the greatest Olympian of all time.
For me, being able to have one more year where I came back and finished exactly how I want. I know there are some people out there who know what that feels like. I feel like I'm on top of the world. I was able to get married this year, have my first child. I literally feel like the luckiest man in the world. I want to thank each and every one of you for this, and it's an honor being here. Thank you.
Michael Phelps made another big splash in the Olympic swimming pool at this year's Rio Games in Brazil. The 31-year-old Phelps won 5 gold medals and 1 silver in Rio. That boosted his overall Olympic total to a record 28 medals, including 23 gold. Now let's go to Osaka, where the Japanese side Kashima Antlers defeated Atletico Nacional of Colombia Wednesday 3-0 to advance to the final of the FIFA Club World Cup football tournament. The Antlers are the first Japanese team to reach the final of the FIFA Club World Cup. They'll play the winner of Thursday's second semifinal between Mexico's Club America and European champion Real Madrid of Spain. Shoma Doi opened the scoring Wednesday on a penalty kick in the 33rd minute in Osaka. It's being described as a historic spot kick, the first to be awarded with video assistant referees, or VARs, assisting the referee in a FIFA competition. Johannes Holzmoiler is the head of FIFA Football Technology Innovation. He describes a few of the different elements of the video technology in Japan.
One is that you can see here, it's the VR Hawkeye van with a special software to provide the best camera angles in the fastest possible time to the VARs. That means they have access to all the camera feeds. The second element is the headset. That means that the referee, the video assistant referees, can directly speak to the referee on the pitch and can give the additional information that he can see via the screens. And the third element, which is new for us now, is the referee review area at the side of the field, where the referee has the option now to go there and to check, in addition to the information that he receives from the VAR, what happened on the pitch.
What happened on the pitch Wednesday is after that penalty kick by Shoma Doi, Kashima Antlers got late goals from Yasushi Yuma and Endo Suzuki to seal their 3-0 victory over Colombia's Atletico Nacional. The Antlers, as I mentioned, now await the winner of Thursday's second semifinal between Mexico's Club America and Spain's Real Madrid, which will be played in Yokohama, Japan. The final of the FIFA Club World Cup will be Sunday in Yokohama. Meanwhile, it was a disappointing FIFA Club World Cup for African champion Mamelodi Sundowns. The South African club lost its opening match to Kashima Antlers 2-0 in Osaka. And on Wednesday in Osaka, in the fifth-place match, Mamelodi Sundowns lost 4-1 to South Korea's Jeonbuk Hyundai Motors. And with a name like Hyundai Motors, you know they must have been revving in Osaka. Hyundai Motors, yes. Let's give a sunny side of sports salute to 28-year-old midfielder Tobin Heath, who has been named U.S. Soccer's 2016 Female Player of the Year. U.S. Soccer says Heath has long been a fan favorite because of her entertaining style of play and her dynamic work with the ball. Tobin Heath played in 22 matches this year for the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, scoring 6 goals while recording 8 assists. Both numbers were career highs for Tobin Heath, who has played 9 years for the 3-time world champion U.S. Women. At the club level, Tobin completed her 4th season with the Portland Thorns in the National Women's Soccer League here in the USA. She finished the year with 10 assists, that's a new league record, in 14 appearances for Portland. Now let's go to Lagos, Nigeria, where it's the second day of competition at the 2016 Africa Beach Soccer Cup of Nations football tournament. The Black Sharks of Ghana got off to a rough start on Tuesday, as we hear now from reporter Oral Ofori.
A goalkeeping crisis confronts the Black Sharks of Ghana following their demoralizing 5-0 defeat to AFCON 2016 favorites Ivory Coast. A head injury to first-choice keeper Ajay Sowah forced him out of the game after 10 minutes with scores at 0-0. The Ivorians seized the initiative with 2 goals in 5 minutes through Aka and Jimmy to lead the first session 2-0. Disaster struck the Ghanaians as replacement goalkeeper Dan Goka collided with an opponent and complained of dizziness, but with the first-choice keeper out, he continued. Ghana battled on fiercely and missed 2 clear chances from the feet of Richard Osa and Alex Ajay to keep the scoreline at 2-0. However, the resistance of the injured keeper Goka was broken as Aka beat him with a header to give Ivory Coast a commanding lead. The game became a formality in the dying minutes as the impressive Ivorians hit 2 more to record a fluttering but stunning 5-0 victory. Next up for Ghana is a deciding encounter against Egypt, who lost 3-2 to host Nigeria. Beach Soccer Ghana president Yawampofu Ankra spoke after the match and said that even though the injuries changed the course of the game, the better team won on the day, so there can be no excuses.
We've lost badly. We're all down. We've only got to recover and prepare for Egypt. And we saw Egypt doing so well against Nigeria, losing narrowly. What can I say? Sorry for the loss to those who are expecting us to do so well, but this is beach soccer, and Ivory Coast deserve to win. But we'll be back. We'll bounce back against Egypt. I can assure you of that.
That was Yawampofu Ankra, president of the Ghana Beach Soccer Association. He spoke to us over the phone from Nigeria. In the other group encounter, Egypt battled from 2 goals down to make it 2-2, but lost 3-2 in dramatic fashion to bring a thrilling end to day one. Meanwhile, results of the Africa Beach Soccer Championship 2016 ongoing in Nigeria are Madagascar 9, Libya 5, Senegal 2, Morocco 0, Ivory Coast 5, Ghana 0, Nigeria 3, Egypt 2. This has been Oral Ofori reporting for The Voice of America.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
G'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoja here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brila FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brilafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Joining us once again here in Studio 22 is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA's social media reporter. Happy Wednesday and sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Midweek sporty greetings to you.
Midweek sporty greetings. What is trending midweek, Andrew, in the sports world?
Well, you started towards the top of the show with LeBron James, and we talked about yesterday how he was named the Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year. And at the ceremony where this was announced, we had a little shots thrown at Phil Jackson, of course, the famous Chicago Bulls and Los Angeles Lakers coach, who is now the president of the New York Knicks, by none other than rapper Jay-Z. So this is a little background here. Phil Jackson, a little while ago, was talking about LeBron and said that there was an instance where LeBron wanted, when he was on the Miami Heat, the team to stay an extra night in Cleveland. And Phil Jackson had this quote where he said, "You can't hold up the whole team because you and your mom and your posse want to spend an extra night in Cleveland." Now, a lot of people took issue with that word posse, saying it was a racially charged word, especially when you look at LeBron's quote-unquote posse. It's a lot of his business partners and a lot of people who have done very well. So Jay-Z at the ceremony took a shot at Phil Jackson. He said, speaking about LeBron, said LeBron has a dedicated family man who married his childhood sweetheart Savannah. He has three lovely children. He's a son who honors and worships his mother Gloria, and he's a friend who puts his posse in position.
So that little moment, jab there,
little jab at Phil Jackson. So that that moment attracting some social media attention. That video clip going viral, and a lot of people saying that Jay-Z is firing back, supporting his good friend LeBron. And it's good to have friends in high places that can come to your aid. None other than Jay-Z, one of the most successful rappers of all time.
And what else is trending out there in the sports world, Andrew?
Well, another story that we've talked about over the past few weeks is Atletico Nacional, the Colombian soccer team that was supposed to play that Brazilian club, Chapecoense, that unfortunately many members of that club died in the plane crash outside of Medellin. Well, Atletico Nacional advanced to that final where they played the Kashima Antlers of Japan. And the Kashima Antlers beat the heavily favored Atletico Nacional team 3-0. So the Kashima Antlers are going to the Club World Cup final. They're actually the first Japanese club, I believe the first Asian club, to reach the World Cup Club Finals. And this tidbit I saw on social media, for getting to the finals, they get $4 million. That's about a quarter of the Japan League's total salaries. A lot of money for this team. It sounds like they might they might be putting that to good use with some salaries. But a big shock for fans. It was a big upset. And they'll go to the final on Sunday, where they will face either Real Madrid or Mexico's Club America. So they already came heavily favored club. They're going to face another heavily favored club on Sunday in that final between Real Madrid and Club America. So we'll see who faces off there. But that's getting a lot of attention on social media, this big upset. They were trending worldwide this morning after that victory. And I think that $4 million is going to go a long way to help that club continue to succeed in the years to come.
Andrew, I know in Africa, the nicknames of the various national football teams is always fun to mention some of these nicknames. The Kashima Antlers through to the FIFA Club World Cup football tournament. I mentioned this on a show a few days ago. The Antlers, any idea where they got that nickname, the Antlers, from?
I would think it's got to be some kind of like an elk or a deer.
Very close, Andrew.
Maybe a reindeer. Kashima, getting close to Christmas.
The city of Kashima roughly translates to Deer Island.
Island. There we go. So I was in the right neighborhood.
So that's where those antlers come from.
Okay, and I've seen the logo. A lot of people tweeting at the logo has some cool antlers on their logo in red and black. So a very cool little logo they have.
Congratulations to the Kashima Antlers. And what else is trending out there, Andrew?
Well, another story that we had talked about previously. That's kind of the theme today, I think. All stories that have been trending previously, and we're giving you a bunch of updates on that. So this is a great update, though. The story had we talked about before, an Afghan boy named Murtaza Ahmadi. He was playing soccer in Afghanistan, and he was wearing a quote-unquote Messi jersey, which he had made out of kind of a plastic bag and put the number 10 on. And that became a viral sensation around the world, this images of this boy playing in the Messi jersey, saying that Messi was his favorite player. And the resolution to that kind of story was that Messi sent him an autographed jersey. And so it was a nice way to honor one of his fans. But the story does not end there, because arranged by the 2022 World Cup Organizing Committee in Qatar, Messi's playing in Qatar this week. They bring Murtaza Ahmadi from Afghanistan to Qatar to meet his idol. So he finally gets to meet Lionel Messi. And these videos that are going around on social media are just, the only word is adorable. This little kid totters up to him. He picks him up in front of the cameras, and they're taking all the pictures. And then they're on the field later when they're getting ready to play. And the kid doesn't want to let go of him. He's kind of hugging him, and Messi's trying to walk. It is really great. It's the, as many people have said on social media, the image that the world wanted to see. A lot of people saying 2016 wasn't a great year, so this is a nice way to end the year. And that to have this dream finally come true is such a nice thing for this little boy to finally meet his idol. So
very nice gesture by Messi and Barcelona. And I watched some of the video, Andrew, and I know before matches they traditionally do those pre-game photos of the teams, and Messi sort of had to reposition the kid so he could look at the camera because he was so mesmerized by everything.
I can only imagine getting to meet your idol and being on center stage like that. And as a few people noted, it's a good publicity for the World Cup too. The Qatar World Cup in 2022, they've been facing some issues as far as labor and other things that people have called them out for. So maybe that's part of the reason why they did this, to get some good publicity surrounding this story. But whatever the reason for this, it's setting a lot of people's heartstrings aflutter. And like I said, it's just an adorable photo. So happy for this little boy that he's able to meet his idol.
So once again, Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo sort of trending the same week.
Yes, so Ronaldo's got to find a fan. Now Ronaldo's got to find a fan, and he's got to bring him in, I guess. I guess that's the trade-off that they're going to have. So we'll see if Ronaldo does that maybe this week or next.
Andrew Palcheski, the voice of America's social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to hearing from you again on Thursday.
Looking forward to it.
And that wraps up the December 14th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America engineer Nick Ivanov. Nick working the boards with aplomb on this Wednesday. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
This month, U.S. Ambassador to Malawi, Virginia Palmer, announced a new United States donation of $23 million to assist the Malawian people in need of humanitarian food assistance. This additional donation is in response to the Malawi Vulnerability Assessment Committee's report that 6.5 million Malawians need humanitarian food assistance to alleviate suffering through March 2017. All of these funds will be channeled through the United Nations World Food Program. Of the $23 million, $18 million will be used to help fill deficits in pulses and super cereals needed for the 2016-2017 Food Insecurity Response Plan, while $5 million will be used to purchase ready-to-use therapeutic food for HIV patients currently being treated with antiretroviral therapy, or ART. The latter is particularly important to preserve gains made to date in HIV treatment, as malnourished patients tend to discontinue ART without access to food to ameliorate the treatment's side effects. To further preserve development gains in other sectors, the United States government has also reprogrammed $12 million of previously planned investments in agricultural development and climate change adaptation programs. These were longer-term investments that now have been redirected to enhance the United States' responsiveness to the dire food security situation Malawi currently faces. They are primarily food for work activities, whereby beneficiaries will receive food for their contributions to resilience-building measures, such as afforestation, soil and water conservation, and small-scale irrigation. The additional assistance made available to Malawi brings the United States' total contribution to the 2016-2017 Food Insecurity Response Plan to nearly $118 million, equivalent to about 30% of the plan's $395 million estimated cost. Ambassador Palmer added that the United States will continue to work with the government of Malawi to break the cycle of food insecurity. The United States government continues to stand by Malawians in their time of need. But together, said Ambassador Palmer, we recognize that policy and market predictability are critical if Malawi's farmers are to become entrepreneurs, if agribusinesses are to invest, and if Malawi is to transform its agriculture sector from a source of vulnerability to an engine for growth.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hello, I am Shaka Sali. Join me on Straight Talk Africa every Wednesday as we discuss topics of special interest to Africans, including politics, economic development, press freedom, health, social issues, and conflict resolution. Take your pick. Watch on television, log on to the internet, or listen right here on the radio.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Van Dyke, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.